Good vach. I hope you had a wonderful Shabbos. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas, Sara Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. Today we begin Masechta Demai with the first two Mishnayos of the Masechta. Now, in order to really get into the Masechta, we do need to understand what Demai is all about. There were different groups in the land of Israel. Some of them were knowledgeable. These were the Chaverim. They were always careful to properly separate Trumos and Maisros. But some people, the majority of the people in the land, were what we called Amei Haaretz, people who were not so scrupulous, they were not so careful. And the Mishnah tells us that when you purchase food from them, you'd have to separate Maisros again. Trumos, they usually all took, but Maisros, they didn't. So, how far does that situation go? Where are we allowed to go ahead and decide where we're going to be lenient or not? And if we're not sure about something as to whether Maisros were separated or not, we don't know what it is, and it's called Damai. What is this? And that's what Damai is going to be all about. HaKol and Sheben Damai, the following are situations where we tend to be lenient on the fruit that we're going to mention. Why? Because usually they come from Hefker. People aren't so careful about them. Things that come from Hefker are putter from Maiser. So HaKol and Sheben Damai, Hashisen, wild figs, Varimin, lotus, Uzradin, and also sorb apples, Ubino Shuach, white figs, Ubino Shikma, and sycamore figs, the Novlos, Hatamara, and the fallen dates, Gufnin, and late season grapes, Vanitzba, and capers, Ubi Yehuda, and in Yehuda, Haug, Sumak, Vachomitz, Shebi Yehuda, and vinegar over there, Behakuzbar, and also coriander. These things, by definition, were things that generally people found out in the wild, and it didn't present a problem. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kol HaShisim Peturim. Rabbi Yehuda says all wild figs are exempt from the dinim of Demai. You don't have to separate Maisros Misafek. Chutz Mishel Dufra. The only ones that come from the trees that give fruit twice a year. Kol HaRimim Peturim. All lotus is exempt. Chutz mirime shikmona, except for the stuff that came from shikmona, which is in a particular place, and kobanos shikma paturos, or sycamore figs are exempt. Chutz min ha mustafos, except for the ones that burst open, right? Because those things are considered a higher quality, and so those things don't come from Hefker. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. However, we don't pass in like Rabbi Yehuda. We have the specific list, and we stick to it. So the Mishnah still presents some more leniencies concerning Demai. Hademai ain lo chomesh ve ain lo beer. When you're not sure what it is, if you're separating mice or sheni, bringing up to Yerushalayim, you do not have to add the chomesh to the, when you transfer it onto the money, and it's also not subjected to the rules of Bior, whereby you have to go ahead and get rid of it before the Pesach of the fourth and seventh years. This year is a Bior Meiser year. V'nechal onen, it can be eaten by an onen. Right? Even though Meiser Sheni is not allowed to be eaten by an onen, right? It's not allowed to be eaten by a person who suffers the death of someone who's close by. So, v'nechnas Yerushalayim v'yotze, and Damai can go into Yerushalayim and can then leave Yerushalayim. Generally speaking, Maaser Sheni cannot do that. Once it comes into Yerushalayim, it has to be used. U'ma'abdenes miyuto b'drachim, we can lose some of it along the way if there was Maaser Sheni of Damai on the road, right, where there are animals, etc. Even if it was a small amount, and he can go ahead and move it without too much of a loss, he doesn't have to be so specific. But no snow lama aretz, he can also give it to an ama aretz, even though to eat it in Yerushalayim, even though he might not be so careful about eating it with tuma, in a state of tuma. Why? Because it's demai. Yochel kenegdo machalon oso akesef al kesef. However, when you give it to him, you have to eat a corresponding amount in Yerushalayim, and we deconsecrate the money from silver coins onto silver coins, nechoshes al nechoshes, we can transfer nechoshes to nechoshes, kesef al nechoshes, silver onto copper, nechoshes al aperos, copper onto produce, uvevachi asav yiftes aperos deberemir, and provided that he goes ahead and redeems the produce. V'chachamim omrim, the chachamim say yala aperos yeyachlu Yerushalayim. What he needs to do is bring up the fruit up to Yerushalayim without going ahead and transferring all the monies around. It creates a headache, and so therefore he has a responsibility to only move up within the process. We'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem will continue tomorrow. Everybody have a wonderful, terrific night and a wonderful week.